Philip E. Voucher muta kugwirisa ntchito kugula zipangizo za ulimi ndi zina zotere monga mbewu ya chimanga cha Falcon, petereza wa mbewu wa pansi ndi pamwamba, mankhwala yotetezera tizilombo komanso kugulisa mbewu zanu mwamphamvu. Ndiponso zipangizo za ulimi zomwe muta kugwirisa ntchito polima mbewu zanu. Zonse zomwe mufuna zipezeka m'malo amodzi. ETG abwenzi anu odalirika popeza phindu mu ulimi. Fikani ku mastoro ya ETG kulikonse mziko lino yathu ya Zambia ndi Famarama Depo. Lelo gwirisani ntchito Philip E. Voucher, imbaniramia pa +260 761 04 6627.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Won't you do it? Making flight on air and online. Online. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
The headline. President Haga in the Hidilema says UPND needs to win bigger than the 2021 polls. Government releases 21.4 billion kwacha for public service debt and development projects. And in global news, Israel expects hostages to be released Monday morning as Trump prepares for Middle East visit. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. President Haya Ndejilma has questioned how he will effectively govern the country if United Party for National Development members of parliament fail to retain their seats in next year's general elections. Speaking when he addressed UPND officials at Lusaka's Mulungushi International Conference Center this afternoon, President Hidinma said while some people believe he will easily win the presidential race, it would be difficult to deliver development without a strong team of UPND lawmakers in parliament. The head of state says for effective governance and smooth implementation of government programs, he needs his party's MPs retained and has urged members to work hard to secure a bigger victory than that recorded in the 2021 elections. President Hidilama has also apologized to citizens affected by load shedding, saying the matter keeps him awake at night, but assures that government is investing heavily in energy diversification towards energy sufficiency while discussing that the government will donate former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji's forfeited helicopters to the Zambia Air Force for maize delivery in hunger-prone areas.
And in 2026, this story I'm hearing that the President Azapita, koma mayempi na makansela wazaluza, manje President Azapita, derani, manje President, muni ona nilipe zero ine, manje President Azapita gwanje eka. Azateleza kwa njipresenteke. Muka nipasa ma independence mu parliament muja, nikavauza oti ilamulo tiendeoku bakani. How is the president going to run a government? The president needs councillors. The president needs council chairpersons. The president needs mayors. The president needs MPs. The president needs ministers. Ndiye suti yo. 2026 sifu na suti.
Meanwhile, UPND Lusaka Provincial Chairman Obvious Mwaliketa has warned aspiring candidates against destabilizing the party ahead of the 2026 polls, saying arrogant individuals risk being left out of the adoption process if they fail to respect party structures.
Now, I want to deliver this message to you today in the presence of the president. If the president can respect this party, who are you not to respect us? If you cannot respect us today, what about when we take you to parliament? Are you not going to be more arrogant?
We are not going to give you MPs, sir, who are going to give you sleepless nights. We want to give you members of parliament who are royal, disciplined, and humble to the party and to yourself, sir.
Government says it released 21.4 billion kwacha in September 2025 to support the delivery of public services, infrastructure development and debt repayment. According to Ministry of Finance and National Planning Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkolokosa, the funds are part of efforts to ensure timely budget execution and maintain fiscal discipline under President Hage Geingob's administration. The ministry says of the total funds released, 5.2 billion kwacha went towards salaries for public service workers, including teachers, health staff and diplomats, stressing that the timely payment of wages is seen as key to keeping essential services running smoothly across the country. Further, the ministry says a significant portion of the funding, 10.2 billion kwacha, was used to service both domestic and external debt and to clear outstanding arrears, which included over 6.7 billion kwacha paid to settle government debts owed to various suppliers, which is expected to help boost confidence in the economy and improve liquidity in the private sector. Meanwhile, 3.4 billion kwacha was allocated for social support and subsidies, including money for hospitals, universities, the Food Reserve Agency for maize purchases, and the social cash transfer program. The ministry says local councils also received grants, and the Constituency Development Fund was boosted to support community-based projects and youth empowerment. Further, 1.5 billion kwacha was released to support general government operations, including voter registration and geological surveys aimed at attracting more investment in the mining sector, saying these funds will help different ministries and agencies to continue implementing planned programs and ensure the smooth running of government services. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development says it is seeking to engage YouTuber David Akunzada following a video circulating online involving a Lusaka City Council officer at BH Market who is said to have gotten a bribe from Mr. Akunzada for fuming without a permit. The ministry says it has taken note of the incident and supports the Lusaka City Council's decision to launch investigations into the matter. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Liseli Kanyanga says the ministry wishes to clarify that vlogging does not require a permit from the council. She says the ministry recognizes the growing role of digital creators in shaping public perceptions, promoting tourism and encouraging civic participation. Ms. Kanyanga adds that the ministry is keen to engage Mr. Akunzada in a constructive conversation aimed at building mutual understanding between content creators and local authorities. She says such engagements are important in strengthening partnerships and promoting respect for shared public spaces.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has taken note of a social media video circulating online involving a Lusaka City Council LCC officer and content creator Mr. David Akunzada at BH Market in Lusaka. The ministry commends the Lusaka City Council for taking prompt action to launch investigations into the matter and wishes to reaffirm that vlogging does not require a permit from the council. We further recognize the growing role of digital creators in shaping public perceptions, promoting tourism, and fostering civic engagement. In this regard, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development is keen to engage Mr. Akunzada for a constructive conversation aimed at fostering better understanding and collaboration between local authorities and the creative community.
Police in Petauke District have arrested a truck driver in connection with the theft of over 200 bags of white maize belonging to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident occurred on the night of Thursday, October 11th, between 21 and 23 hours in Marielo Village, Chief Mumbi, in Petauke District. Mr. Mwemba has confirmed the arrest of 43-year-old